that I'm going to be going. And agreed to hear, but that is dependent on coming to hear from you. So my question is how to develop the greed and separation from the person who's speaking.
We should read Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially the explanation given by Srila Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and especially Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, and the verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita. This will help so much. Your Prabhupada has given explanation of Chaitanya Charitamrita,
yes.
Of first part, fourth.
Oh, the whole part.
Huh?
No. Whole part.
All parts.
Adi, Madhya.
He has done everything.
Yes.
Based on commentaries of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Bhakti Vinod.
You should read all books. And the books of you have the books of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, some.
Yes.
You should read by this. Your grief will be so much. Especially explanation and books of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is so much helpful in this way. Any more?
I have another question. It's about our Srila Prabhupada. And you've already explained in different times about this. My question comes because I have been writing books about our Prabhupada. One series I'm calling Prabhupada Meditations, and they consist of memories and thoughts about Prabhupada in the form that we knew him. So one time you explained to me that the form that we knew Prabhupada is spiritual form, and is actually, in this form he is part of Chaitanya Leela. But another time you explained to Giriraj Maharaj that as long as we think of Gurudev in the form that we knew him in this world, that is Vaidhi Bhakti, until you actually know his form in Krishna Leela. It is not Raganuga. But my question
no.
is...
No. In one word, it cannot be said all. What I told. In word, in one... Only one word, we cannot explain everything. So, there means what your Prabhupada has given and preached is all Vaidhi Bhakti. Raganuga Bhakti is not for preaching for anyone. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not preached Raganuga or any other acharya. Preaching is for mass, general mass. They should only know that I am Krishna Das. Illusory Maya cannot give me anything. So this is Khandan Bandhan. To Khandan, we have to rebuke Shankaracharya's idea. That is Khandan. Mandan means Vaidhi Bhakti. We should do Krishna Bhakti. What sort of Bhakti? Not. Only we should do Bhakti. It is essential. But when he will have taste, then he will read Bhaktirasami Sindhu, Jeeva Dharma and all these things. Then he will think that what sort of bhakti we should do. First in preaching, he will confidence that Shankaracharya or any other karmi, jnani, yogi should not be followed. So we should follow bhakti. Swamiji has done his first career, all these things. In Gita, no rush has been given, yet there is some rush there, but not so much. Only Sambandha Gyan is there. So in preaching, only Sambandha Gyan can be given. And those who are qualified and those who have greed, they should hear only all these things, not all other persons. Those who have no Sambandha Gyan, they will think it only worldly lust and all these things. So it is not a fact for preaching. Understand?
Yes.
So I have told it to Giriraj Swami in that manner. He wanted to give all these things, what is in Srimad Bhagavat, what is Bhaktirasami Sindhu, but at that time he has no chance to give. To whom he will give? So he could not give. He has written, he has given something in his books, and these books who were to be distributed in Western countries and general mass, how he can give? So I have concealed all these things. If I have so much fear for telling these book, these things in all in these devotees, yes, then what to tell it in general mass? So I have told them like this. In Srimad Bhagavat it has been told, Naitat Samacharet Jatu Manushati Hiyam Vishwara. It has been warned not to disclose all these things everywhere in general mass. It is only for qualified persons. Krishna Das Kaviraj has also written like this. Jiva Goswami has also written like this. Narottam Thakur has also written like this. Very carefully this should be done. Anything? You? Anything? Now you can come and see. can't they? Heard. I will generally tell something, not everything. In morning, Prapah Lila, morning, Shyamala comes, Shyamala Sakhi, goes, returns, and Kundalata has come to give Nimantran of Yashoda to come there. Then all Sakhi, Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, Long Manjari are there. They want to make bath of Srimati Radhika. So, Bimal Jalanam, 21. Bimal Jalanam, Gandhakarpura, Pushpaya, Jit Vibudha, Vidhumukhacha Padme, Vasitanam Ghatoghai, Pranaya Lalita Sakhya, Diyamanai Purastha, Tau Barma Abhishekam Ha Kadasam Karishi. Abhi aise hi bol raha hun. 21 hai, kintu abhi piche batlaunga, abhi nahi. They are ready, all Sakhis are ready to bath Srimati Radhika, for bath of Radhika. They have brought water from various kunds, Manasi Ganga, that is Ganga, Yamuna, Pavan Sarovar. Sometimes they take bath in Sarovars. When they are there in Nandagaon or Barsana, they take bath in Pavan Sarovar, Vishubhanu Kunda. So many kunds are there. Especially when they are near Vrindavan, they take bath in Manasi Ganga. Now it is written here, Srimati is in Javat. She is in Javat and all Sakhi are there. So they have brought waters in golden pots. Gandhakarpur Pushpai. Pushpai means very fragrant flowers. Gulab jal, gulab water, rose water. If rose is given in water, the water becomes as a fragrant of rose. So champa, beli, chameli are given. And these have been given by any method that fragrant may come and mix in water. Gandha, karpur, chandan, karpur. Karpur means temper. Fighter. Camphor.
Yeah.
Camphor. Jit vidhumukha padme vasitanam ghato. He is remembering and telling to Srimati Radhika, bhajit vidhu mukha padme. Your mukh kamal, mouth kamal, lotus face is conquering Chandra. So, may I have a day that with all the waters that are ready for bathing Krishna, with a pranay lalita sakhya diyamanai purastai. There is so many colors, and there is a little lota. Lota, you know? Lota of golden pot. Little water it can have. From big this and from that, they will abhishek Srimati Radhika. With a pranay lalita, with pranay, pranay means so much thick prem, rag, prem, sneha, man, pranay, with a pranay. There are going on some pastimes there, hearing and talking. If Jamuna water is coming in a kalash, it is like Shyam. As if Shyam is there. And if water of Manasi Ganga is coming, it is some whitish. And it resembles the color of Srimati Radhika sometimes. They are telling and hearing all the kathas, Harikatha, and making bath of Srimati Radhika with pranay. Oh, Srimati Radhika, will I give bath to you in this way? After that bathing, paniya china vastrai shashi mukhi sanakai ramyam mridvanga jaste jatnat utsarya modad dishi dishi vichalan netra meenan chalaya sonau rakt dukulam tad param atulam charunilam siragrat sarvangesu pramodat pulakita vipusa king mayate prayujyam. He sasimukhi radhe, your mouth is like Chandra. She is praying that after taking bath, water are in body, so I will take and very soft and very thin cloth, and I will remove all the waters in your body, from your body.
And will I give? Raktavarna Vastra. The lower part of the Vastri is a red color, lahanga. And among neel dupatta, blue collar. May I give you? Red bus cloth or anuraga ranga. And this is shyam ranga. So Radhika always wears a red lahanga and for always remembering Krishna, she takes Neelabhasan on his head. Now we come to 23rd, no special things here. Prachalya pada kamalam tadanu kramena kostendra sunu daite tavakesa pasam ha narbada grathita sundar sukhamalai veni karishyati kada pranayai janu ayam. He has given vastra to Srimati Radhika. Now he wants to make her hairs that hair has so much water when he has taken bath. So he took a very smooth basan, vastra, and rounded it and did like this. So all water came out of this case. Prakshalya padakamalam tadanu kramena. At first I will Jathakrame Padpadma, I will wash the folds and Tadun Kramena Gostendra Sunu Daite. You are very dear to Gostendra Sunu, Gostendra Nanda Baba, Sunu son. Daite, he is very dear. Will I do Keshanskar? Keshanskar? Drawing and decorating your hair. Ha Narbada Grafita Sundar Sukham Alai. Narvada is Napit Kanya. or Malini. Malini. Malini means garden, creepers, keepers, daughter. She has made very good garland, very lean and thin, but so good mala. Will I decorate your head by that mala? Raghunath Das Goswami doing this prayer, all these prayers, when he was in not sense, he is weeping to have all these things. And when he is not in his senses, sarup avist chitta, sarup avist chitta, when he is acting in as Tulsi Manjari, in his swarup, then he is so much happy. But when he comes in his senses, he becomes so bilap, doing bilap, he feels separation, so much separation. A devotee who has greed and feeling separation, separation feeling, he will test all these slokas. Those who are not feeling separation, they cannot realize all these things. We should mix our heart, try to mix our hearts to the heart of Raghunath Das Goswami. That is avesh. Without avesh, we cannot test all these things. When we read or hear all these things, we should be that I am Raghunath Das Goswami, or I am the follower of Raghunath Das Goswami. Then we can have taste. When he remembers in senses, he does hahakar. Hahakar means wept bitterly.